He can use who he want to use and what he want to use. He's God. Can't nobody tell him what to do. Who has been his counselor? Huh? Who has the mind of God? God can do what he want to do. It is well with us. I just want to thank the Lord for being here this morning. Thank God for just keeping my mind and keeping it where it's supposed to be, on the Lord and not on my situation and circumstances. You know, the devil come and try to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to just demolish you. You know, he just don't want to steal your joy. He want to kill you and just step all on it and just destroy you. He don't want you saying nothing else about God. Nothing. He don't want you saying nothing about it. He don't want you telling nobody about Jesus. He sure don't. You know, this sister texted me the other day and she was telling me about these two doctors. One is a surgeon and one is an x-ray, husband and wife, both work in the medical field. She said they're fighting for their lives with COVID. And Brother Al, they've been fully vaccinated. They thought that's what the text was saying, not me. Because y'all know I don't like COVID and Delta, because I'm always talking about them. They fighting for their lives, and they thought for sure that the shot was going to keep them. But at the very end, said they are Buddhists. They are Buddhist people. And I say, listening to your testimony, I begin to pray for the two. And I say, Lord, you raise somebody up to let them know, to tell them about who Jesus is, you know, during this time. They need to know who Jesus is, because Jesus can save them. Yeah. If they call upon the name of the Lord, you know, the Bible said, you shall be saved. But Paul was saying, how shall they hear without a preacher? So you got to have somebody to go and tell them about the Lord. They got to know about Jesus. They might have heard about him, but they probably didn't, nobody ain't never told them that Jesus healed. I don't know why they have these gods, that they don't believe in these gods for miraculous things such as healing, deliverance, you know. But this God covers it all. Bodily exercise, the Bible said, profit little. So you can work out all you want. But godliness is profitable unto all things. You name it, you can claim it. It profits if you are exercising godliness. So God can do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. Amen. Even though you may think that this person ain't worthy of God working through this person, you know, God said, look, I got a work to do and I'm going to get it done. You know, it ain't because of what you saying about the person, what you see in them. What you see him, I don't see him. I might see it too, but I need something done. And God going to use those willing vessels. So I thank him this morning. I praise him for just being God in all of our lives. You know, we praise him this morning. He is so good. I'm trying to think of that song we were singing this morning. His name is wonderful. You know, his name is just too wonderful. It is awesome. But I just want to please him and him only. So, Father, I thank you this morning for allowing me, Lord God, time again to speak, Lord, to your people. I pray, Father God, as I read your word, God, that just by the reading of the word, God, would touch somebody's heart, God, and mind. Lord God, and as I speak, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you would, God, take control of my tongue, God. Speak for me, Lord. Speak through me and speak to me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let me encourage somebody this morning, God. God, let them know that you are God and God by yourself, Lord, and can't nothing get done without you, Father. Father, this is the blessing that I ask in Jesus' name. Give God one more good praise this morning. A real good praise. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And I want to thank God for all the people that's out there, all of them, every cheer that's filled. I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank God for filling this church. I want to thank him for filling this church. It's done. In Jesus' name. I'm just doing crazy stuff that I see people do. You know, she used to do all that kind of crazy stuff. And I used to sit. Never forget over in that church on Dyer Road. I used to sit by a window and I'd be up in that window just leaning. Just listen to all this crazy stuff pastors used to say and do. Just like, man, this woman just remind me so much of mama. Just crazy stuff. But I kept coming back. Kept coming back. Kept coming back. Kept coming back. Crazy got him crazy. Like mama, like son. I'm out there talking all kind of crazy stuff. I was telling them this morning that I was working way over off 141. What area is that? 141 in Merrimack. Valley Park. And they sent me a job at the end of the day, and I got heated all the way at Maryland Heights. I'm like, wait a minute. I ain't the only one that's working. You know, I picked up the phone and said, who is anybody else working besides me? Y'all just sent me an emergency over on out in Maryland Heights, and I'm way out in such and such. Well, Al, and I started to say something. I said, okay, all right. Spirit of the Lord quickened my spirit. So I go, get over there. Had to say some crazy stuff to a man that lost a son. He's an older guy. He must have been maybe close to 70, maybe in his 70s. He had lost a son when he was 16. His wife, leg cut off, arm cut off, laying in the house and just listening to him. He just laying it on me thick. And so I said, I'm going to ask you to do something really silly. Would you do it? He said, yes, son, I'd do it. You know, because this is after I had testified by how I lost my son. And I just began to gaze up in the sky and just talk about how good God is and who put the clouds up there, who made them trees. Man, how did those stars get up there, you know? How they stand up there in the first place, you know? Who the sun, man? The man knew a lot, but he can't even touch the sun. And I just began to witness to him how good God is, because he said, I was to the point when I lost my son, I didn't want nobody to tell me nothing about God. He got so bitter with God. He said, people was telling me how good he was. I didn't want to hear that. They was telling me about it was God's will. He said, I don't want to hear nothing. So see his face, he said, I don't want to hear nothing about God. He was angry. I can understand that. But when I got through and I said, I'm going to ask you to do something really silly. Crazy folk pass. The Lord had me to grab his hands. I said, can I have your hands? I said, I'm going to impart something to you. I said, when I do, would you go and lay your hands on your wife? Because he said she's just aching and paining. You know, she just cannot find no relief. And I did what the Lord told me to do. He said, son, I'm going to do it as soon as we leave here. He said, as soon as you leave, I'm going to do it. So God's going to ask you to do some crazy stuff. You know, he took me from Valley Park to Maryland Heights for a reason. You know, I didn't want to go to Maryland Heights. I didn't. I was ready to go home. You know, and I told him, I'm breaking all of the laws, trying to hurry up and get off. You know, because I'm in a water company van. Speed limit say 35. I can do 55. Police ain't going to stop me. I'm breaking the law trying to get home. See, you're breaking the law, but you got to go somewhere else. You got to go to Maryland Heights before you get home. And so I was so thankful that I didn't get upset. And they said, well, just, you know, okay, Al, you can go home and this, that, and the other. I'm learning to be quiet and learning that God got me out there for a purpose. It's just not money. He got me out there for a reason. And every time something comes up, these folk ain't bit more saved than the man. We don't. Well, a lot of folk ain't saved, but they refer to me as Brother Al. Brother Al, would you go and do such and such? I'm like, why y'all always asking me to do, you know, to stay over and do this and do that? And then this one brother in the Lord, he'll look at me and say, It's like, man, don't you look at me. Let somebody else look at me. Yeah, you look at me, I'm like, well, I can't. Hard to say no to a brother in the Lord, you know. And I'm like, oh. And he said, I've learned out there from experience that God, who else going to go? Isaiah said, Lord, send me. Now I start saying, Lord, I'll go. Because if God is calling you out of your comfort zone, if God is telling you to go somewhere way out of the way, God got a purpose. And we got to recognize who we dealing with. We're dealing with God. God got something to say to somebody. There is no difference between the Jew nor the Greek, he said. You know, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that calleth on him. You know, and they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on who they have not heard? How should they hear without preaching? You the preacher. You got to get out of your comfort zone. God gonna pull you up out of your bed and take you somewhere. And you don't know why you're going, but you, when you get there, you're gonna find out, hey, this is why I was here. You're gonna come back with a testimony. You know, God got work to do and he wants to work through you. He wants to work through us. He don't have to, but God is so loving and kind to us. What is man? He said. What is man that thou art so mindful of us? You know, we said we don't deserve him. We know we don't deserve his love. We don't deserve his grace. We don't deserve none of his graces that he bestows on us. But he's still mindful of us that he want to come down in the midst of this type of people and fellowship with us. Man, y'all got to be some special folk. Because, boy, when you see different kind of folk that you don't want to, that ain't no, you deem ain't worthy to be with, I don't want to go over there with them. I'm too good to go over there. No. No, but I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, as the Spirit give utterance. I ain't going over to go anyway. Get over in there. I got something I got to do. So God can use who he want to use. And God was using this man, Jehu. You know, I'm going to be reading 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 1. He can use you. And let me tell you something. It ain't how good you are and how consecrated you are. It ain't how much you fast. It ain't how much you pray. It helps. There you go. Amen. But God, man, God is God. He used, when I say God used who he want to use, man, he used who he want to use. And he will. And he used this man. And this man, you know, you got to read about him. He wasn't all that. No, he wasn't all that. You know, God uses me sometimes. I know I ain't all that. You know, I'm humble before him. Say, Lord, why me? You know, why you, you know, I, you know, get to crying. Why are you sending me, Lord? I ain't worthy, Lord. He said, I know it. I know you ain't, but I love you anyhow. And Elijah the prophet called one of the children of the prophets and said unto him, gird up thy loins and take this box of oil in thy hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. And when thou comest thither, look out there, Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him arise up from among his brethren and carry him into the inner chamber. Look here, God told Elijah to tell one of the prophets, one of y'all to go and, you know, take this box of oil and you go find Jehu and you go and search him out and tell him to come on. I got something to say to you. When God tells us something, God wants us to do it right away. Sometimes when God tells us something, we linger around and be slacking. God don't want to slack concerning his business. He was Elijah was telling this boy, he said, look, you hurry up and gird up your loins, you know, tuck your shirt in, you know, pull up your pants and you hurry up. Why? We got to hurry and do what God wants to do because there are so many distractions. There's so many other things that may cross your mind, you know, because have you ever been in a place where you just meditate, you get a good word and all of a sudden your mind just, You're like, okay, Lord, what, you know, you told me to do, what, where did that word go? When God tell you to do something, he wants you to do it quickly. Jesus told Judas, the one that's going to betray me, whatever you got to do, you better go and do it quickly. So whatever we got to do, we got to hurry up and do it for God. And we can't be slacking. Paul tells us anyway, not being slowful in business, fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. We got to be fervent and hurrying up doing what God wants us to do. God, if he said he's going to do a quick work, he can't have no slowful servants. If God wants to do something quick, he got to have somebody that's, when God speak, okay, I'm hurry up and do it. That happened to me this morning. I said, Lord, I want to wait till after Sunday school, but I got to do it. Because if I don't do it now, I know I'm probably going to forget what you told me. Forget and just say, oh, well, Lord, that ain't none of you. That was just me thinking about that. You know? So whatever you find yourself doing, do it in the name of the Lord. And he said, and when you come in unto Jehu, take the box of oil and pour it on his head and say, thus said the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not. So the young man, even the young man, the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. And when they had, and when he came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting. And he said, I have an errand to thee, O captain. And Jehu said, unto which of all of us? And he said, to thee, O captain. And he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said unto him, thus said the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over Israel, over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab, thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants and prophets and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. Here it is. God told him, say, look, when you come in, you're going to see a bunch of folk, bunch of guys sitting around. He said, you grab Jehu. And when he came in, he said, I have an errand unto thee, Jehu. And Jehu said, which one of us you got a message for? He said, unto you. Sometimes when God speaks to people, he want to speak directly to them. So the young man had to get this man and take him off into a room. And mind you, the other folk were hearing what he's saying. So he had to make sure that, look, I'm telling you, this is what I'm speaking into your life. When God speaks something into your life, make sure you take it in. Make sure you're hearing what God is telling you. You know, he said, God got a message for all of us, but there is a specific word that God is going to have for you. God going to bring your word, but make sure you be attentive of what the word is telling you to do. So he said, anoint him and told him what he was going to do. And you know the story of Ahab and Jezebel, you know, what they did to all of the prophets, how they killed all them prophets, how they did Naboth. You know, they set him up and lied on him, had him killed because of a piece of land that they wanted. They was covenant. You know, they killed a lot of folk, a lot of God's folk. A lot of God's folk are going through right now. But God is going to avenge the blood of his people. You know, and he says, verse 8, for the whole house of Ahab shall perish. And I will cut off from Ahab, from him that piss against the wall and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. And the dogs shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. Here it is. This man came and did just what God told him to do. And he didn't linger around. He laid all of this stuff on Jehu. And Jehu, him and his buddies were sitting around, and they saw the young man come in and give a word to him. Let me read verse 11. And Jehu came forth to his servants of his Lord. And one said unto him, is all well? After the young man speak to him and ask him, is everything all right, Jehu? Everything all right, y'all? We heard what he said. And they said, wherefore come this mad fellow to thee? Wherefore come these mad folks speaking to you? You know, they call him mad. Sometimes people are going to call you mad because when God prophesy and speak through you, folk get in a frenzy. They call him mad because I believe the man was in a frenzy. He's in a hurry to get out what God told him to do. You ever see folk prophesy and they be waving their hand and they be like this rock, bobbing and weaving, and they just speaking what God wants you to hear. They're going to call you mad. They gonna look and say, don't take all of that. How would you know if God have not used you in that way? He said, and Jehu said, look. And he said to them, you know the man, you know, and his communication. You know what he is. You know what he's all about. You know this is a man of God. This is not one of the men of Baal. See, they don't prophesy the way that you prophesy. The devil ain't going to prophesy the way you prophesy. God going to have, he going to have some distinction between his people and the devil. You're going to know when God is talking to you. You're going to understand that this person is saved and this person ain't out of their mind. You know, some of us get, you know, Holy Ghost get a hold of them. They get the, because I used to be one of them. I got, you know, folks still say, you know, it don't take all that. I asked this guy yesterday I was witnessing to, you know. No, I don't go to church. You know, they crazy. I said, I knew exactly what he was talking about. I said, what you mean they crazy? Man, they run around. They don't be still. They get to talking all crazy. I'm like, well, I'm thinking, well, they don't need me to invite you to my church. Because we got folk running around. They talk crazy. You know, they do all that stuff. So folk gonna think you outside your mind. You know, they think that you just going to be putting on a show. Wait until the same spirit that's on them get a hold of you. If you learn to yield like they learn to yield, you're going to be waving your hand too. You know, you're going to be walking back and forth talking. Thus said the Lord. I don't know how God going to deal with you, but you're going to be one of them mad people. People going to call you mad. Didn't they, look, when Paul was testifying and witnessing about Jesus to these men, Festus told him, Paul, you mad. Much learning has made you mad. They got upset at Paul because of what Paul was saying. They going to get mad at you because of what you're saying. He said, much learning has made you mad. It ain't nothing that we learn. It's just something that's been poured out into you. And when it poured into you, you just got to go and what? Pour it into somebody else who God said pour it into. It ain't for you to keep. That's what David said, fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up till I thirst no more. David just didn't keep his cup filled. David went out and poured that cup out. You got to come back. You got to come back and get a refilling. Pastor used to say, this is just like a gas station. That's where I get that from. This is like a gas station. You just come back. You just come here and get filled up again. And when you get filled up, you go out to the mission fields and you pour it out. And then sometimes, Jackie, that's probably what it is. You said it. You prophesied your own thing this morning. Sometimes you just ain't been here in a while. You just got to get filled up again. You know, you just need another touch one time. You know, once you get filled up again, then you, oh, yes, I know this feeling. I know what it feel like because I felt this before. Oh, yeah, that's one touch. But God don't just touch you one time. His hand is always on you. God's hand is always on you. You don't need a one touch. He didn't touch you once. And once he touches, he don't take his hands off of you. You belong to him. So they call him mad when he came in and prophesied this thing to Jehu. You know, you ready to be called mad? Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. You're going to be called mad and all other kind of things. And you're going to have to restrain yourself to keep from punching somebody in the face. You know, Jackie, you ain't by yourself, girl. You know, you speaking for a lot of us that just won't tell it. You know, everybody get mad. Feel like not just strangers. You want to punch somebody in the face in your family sometime. Like, man, ooh, hold my peace and hold my mute, Lord. Folk going crazy out here, and they think you crazy. Now, you know what crazy look like because you was crazy one time. I know I was. I know what crazy is. None of y'all don't know what crazy is. And then the men call this young man mad. And in verse 25, let's go to verse 25. God is good. No, I'm sorry. Let's go to verse 20. I'm going to read down. And I got to read down there, y'all. Hallelujah. They call him mad. Hallelujah. When they call him mad, verse 13, they call this man mad. And you know, and after Jehu told them what they told him, verse 13 says, they hastened, they hurry up and took every man his garment, took the coats off and put it under him, threw it on the floor so he can walk on, you know, and top of the stairs. And they said, they blew trumpets and said, Jehu is king. Hail Jehu. You know, it wasn't so mad then when Jehu told them, they said, the Lord said, I'm going to be king. And so Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. And now Joram kept Ramoth Gilead, he and all Israel, because of Hazael, king of Syria. But King Joram was returned to be healed in Jezreel of his wounds, which the Syrians had given him when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Jehu said, if it be in your minds, fellas, talking to his buddies, if it be in your minds, then let none go forth nor escape out of the city to go and tell it to Jezreel. Now, Jeroboam and this other king, Ahaziah, these were the seed of Ahab. Now, God had already prophesied through Elijah what he was going to do to Jezebel and Ahab. He already had told them what's going to happen to him. He said he's going to get rid of everything of Ahab. When God get rid of sin, he get rid of sin. Over in chapter 10, it says that he got rid of the priests, the children, the wives, even the animals. He got rid of everything that was related or connected to Ahab. God, when God get rid of sin, watch out. He going to get rid of sin. He going to wipe it out. And so, Jehu rode in the chariot and went to Jezreel, for Joram laid there, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, was come down to see Joram. And there stood a watchman on the tower in Jezreel, and he spied the company of Jehu as he came and said, I see a company. And Joram said, take a horseman and send to meet them and let them say, is it peace? So there went one of the horsemen to meet him and said, thus said the king, is it peace? And Jehu said, what is peace to thou? What is it, huh? To thou? He said, turn thee behind me. And the watchman said, the messenger went out, but he ain't come back. Then they sent a second one on the horseback, which came to them. And he said, thus said the king. Now, Jehu, is it peace? And Jehu replied again, answering, what hast thou to do with peace? Huh? What do you have to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. And the watchman told, saying, he came and even to them and cometh not again. He didn't return. What's going on? People want to know what's happening. We can't find no peace. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi, which drive fiercely. Now they saw this man coming When they say he was driving fierce, that don't mean he was driving fast. He was angry because he had something to do for God. He was driving so fiercely that he had one thing on his mind. One thing on him, and that's getting rid of sin. What God told him that he had to do. You better have one thing on your mind when God tell you to do what he wants you to do. And you better go fiercely. So sometimes when people see you coming, they check you out. They know your walk. You coming to them like this. Oh, he coming in peace. They ain't got to ask. But sometimes when you a little angry, you going. They, oh, here come daddy, y'all. He mad. You know, here come mama. They somebody in trouble. They knew that somebody was in trouble. And so the king said, make ready my chariot. And so they made it ready. And Jeroboam, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot, and they went against Jehu to meet and met him in the portion of Naboth in Jezreelite. And it came to pass when Jeroboam saw Jehu that he said, is it peace? The king asked Jehu, is it peace? They wasn't face to face, because if they was, he would have got them. They was a far off. Jehu, is it peace, brother? Is it peace? Jehu answered, what is peace? So long as the whoredom of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many. So many people are looking for peace right now, and they just can't find peace. You ain't going to find no peace. They ain't going to find no peace in all of this stuff that's going on. But only God's people going to be kept in all of this. You're the only one that's going to find some peace. You know, how can you have peace as long as the whoredom of thy mother Jezebel and the witchcraft that she do is so many? How can they have peace in the stuff that is going on in the world? Stuff that they're allowing that's going on. Ain't no peace. They want to have peace in their wrongdoing. They want to have peace in their sin. And God has already told them, look, I'm going to get rid of this stuff. I'm going to wipe it off the face of the earth. And so people are wondering why they can't have no peace. You know, destruction is coming, the Bible says. And they shall seek peace and there shall be none. They are seeking peace in all of this stuff that's going on. They done dedicated again a whole month to this sin. You know, this LGBT. Now they trying to come up with medicines so the people can live in their sin, men with men, women with women, to keep them contracting these diseases and dying. They ain't gonna find no peace. Ain't gonna be no peace in no sin. How is it gonna be peace when trouble is in the land? God is trying to get rid of the trouble in the land. So we pray for the peace of our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We pray that you don't be shaken by all of this stuff. We pray that you know that you're going to be kept in the midst of all of this. And you can be kept and you will be kept. As long as you don't go along with this sin. As long as you don't side with all of this stuff that's going on. Everything that comes up is okay now. There is no wrong in the world no more. All the wrong that they do is right. But all the right that we do is wrong. That's wrong. You know, it's wrong to feel that way about them. No, we love them. You know, we love the murderers. We love the dope dealers. We love the dope addicts. We love them. But it is, somebody got to tell them that it's wrong. If don't nobody get a hold of these Buddhists and tell them about Jesus, they just going to die in their sin. And we're going to be held accountable. So get ready to be called mad people, mad man. You know, that's a mad man. He around here talking all that old crazy stuff. He don't remember how he used to. Yes, I did. Yeah. I used to. I ain't no more. So ain't nothing wrong with being a used to. Amen. When God come in and clean you up, he gonna clean you up. Then your tone is gonna change. Then you're gonna start speaking different. You're gonna start acting different. You're gonna start even dressing different. All he used to wear is ball caps and tennis shoes, have his head cocked, six deuce, and look at him now. Yeah, look at you now. God done came through and cleaned you up. He done got rid of sin out of you. And you can only tell about, hey, I know that brother. I know he's saved. Some people can take, some people can testify for you. They can. What better person can testify for you than a person that's been with you all your life? I know him. I knew him then. I knew her then. And I know her now. I know. And God knows. He said, the Bible tells us the Lord knoweth those that trust him. Yeah. That's what the Bible said. He knows. So you can talk all you want. You can be your advocate. You know, you can be your counselor. You can be your whatever. But you don't have to be it because Jesus is it. Jesus is your advocate. He's your counselor. He's the mighty God. It's all Jesus. Jesus is going to speak up for you. You ain't got to say a word. God going to speak for you. He will speak for you. So he says, long as sin is in this world, y'all ain't going to have no peace. You can write all the bills you want. You can do all, you can fire all the people that you want. But until a change come, the mother, they call her America or she, right? Her whoredom and her witchcraft and everything else that she's doing is going up before God. And when stuff, I don't care what they come up with. They can come up with a pill. It's not going to work. They can come up with another shot. It's not going to work. The booster ain't going to work. We've been kept by the Holy Ghost. We've been kept by God. We've been kept by the Spirit of God. But all the folk out there that's contracting this stuff, they know nothing about God. They're dying, believing that this is, until sin, I hope this is on there, Derek. Until sin, get out of the White House. Until sin, get out of my house. Get out of your house. Until sin, get out of the land. Ain't going to be no peace. Ain't going to be no change. Ain't going to be no change. This no name, Brother Al, said it. Until sin get out of this land, because he said until we change from our wicked ways. Not only the church, the whole church ain't wicked. Everybody in Israel, when they went into captivity, they wasn't wicked, but they went through. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel, them were men of God. And they went through the most because they stood on what they God said. You're going to go through the most because you're standing on what your God said. You're going to get hit with this stuff. You're going to get attacked with it. But no weapon formed against you going to prosper. No plague is going to come out your door and destroy you. You might be cast down, but you won't be destroyed. You know, you might be cast down. You might go through some stuff, but God is not going to let nothing destroy you. So until this wickedness leave the land of God, COVID ain't going nowhere. Delta ain't going nowhere. HIV ain't going nowhere. I thought that was done with until they start showing these commercials with these men, young boys, kissing and talking about this medicine will keep, in so many words, this pill will allow you to have sex with each other. What kind of stuff is that? And they're advocating that. And they want God. They tell my, well, they tell the church to pray. We can pray. But until you turn away from your sin, you ain't going to find no peace. Until you change your mind about sin, you ain't going to find no peace. You got to change. You got to repent and ask God to forgive you. I don't care if you don't get now another vote up there. You got to tell the people the truth. Because if you don't tell them the truth, they still going to be bound. Only the truth is going to make you free. And who the Son sets free is sure enough free indeed. Who the Son set free, because I know you free. You are free and free indeed. So they're looking for a cure. They're looking for things. It's just, they just don't have no answer. We have meetings about this all the time. And I just be on that little computer like, Lord, until they change. They got this doctor speaking for them, that doctor advocating for them. Then they bring in this nurse and they bring in that. They got the wrong advocate. You know, you got to talk to the man. You know, Jesus, he could turn this stuff around. You know, so it don't make no difference. You know, if you got COVID, COVID around or Delta around. Delta is number four. Jesus said he's Alpha. He's above. He's above Delta. Delta is in the fourth place. He's Alpha and he's Omega. He's first. He's last. He's the beginning and the end. He covers it all. I don't care what comes. God got you covered. When he see the blood of Jesus on your doorpost, on your heart, God has got you covered. Everything's going to pass over you. You might get a cough, but don't you be telling yourself, oh, what's that? What's this? Oh, don't start pronouncing that stuff. Don't start declaring, decreeing that over yourself now. You are blessed and highly favored, you said. Huh? You know, God said you got life and favor on you. So don't be, because you got a cough, go and cough. Because you got a headache, go get some Tylenol like you used to do. You know, all is well. Everything is well if you're covered under the blood of Jesus. You ain't got to worry about it because Jesus, I got it all covered. That's why he is Alpha. He is Omega. He's the beginning. He's the ending of this stuff. He's the only one that can end it. And the only way it's going to be ended is that sin get put out. You got to get rid of sin. So God used this man Jehu to do what he needed to do. And then he goes on. Let's get on down to verse 32, I believe it is. I'm so glad that I'm kept and covered. I'm so glad that I know a God that is faithful. He who promised, man, he is faithful to all his promises. And in all of his promises are yea and amen, and so be it. You know, so be it. Let COVID come. So be it. Let the next one come. As long as I'm walking, God will not withhold any good thing from them that walk upright from him. You got to be walking upright. And when you ain't walking upright, you're going to know that you ain't walking upright. But that ain't mean God is going to let nothing come up on you. You know, he going to shake you a little bit, grab you by the arm, just like your father would do. Hey, get back in line. You know better than that. You know, God going to get somebody get a hold of you. You know, and so when Jehu entered, forgive me, y'all. I know he's good. I do know he's good. I'm trying to get to 32, but I know I got to read down there too. I know y'all tired of this reading. Let's go with 30. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. And she painted her face and tied her head and looked out the window. And Jehu entered into the gate. And she said, has Zimri peace who slew his master? She's trying to get him scared now because she know what God is coming to do. You know, did he have any peace? What happened to Zimri? What she's saying, he knew what happened to her. When Zimri did what he did and they came against him, he ran into the temple and set the temple on fire. You know, he killed himself. Jehu ain't got, you ain't got to do that. When God is with you and telling you to do something, you ain't got to worry about nothing. And he lift up his face toward the window and said, who is on the Lord's side? That's what God is saying today. Who is on my side, he said. And there looked out two or three eunuchs. And he said, throw her down. So they threw her down. And some of her blood was sprinkled on the walls and on the horses. And he trod her under her feet. Here it is. He said, look, who is on the Lord's side? Moses said the same thing. God is going to stand at the gates and at the doors too and ask his people, who is on my side? He said, look, when Moses saw the people that was out of control, when Aaron made this golden calf and people just got out of control, Moses gone on up to speak to God. See, people think they can do what they want to do when the pastor gone. Well, pastor ain't here. You know, hey, we can act like we want to act. We can do what we want to do. But somebody going to have to stand up and say, no, you can't. No, you can't do that. That ain't right. If Moses were here, you wouldn't be doing it. And when Moses came down and saw that the people was naked, he said, Bible say naked, out of control, doing all kind of stuff. I mean, doing stuff that they were doing in Sodom and Gomorrah, all kind of stuff. Moses looked at the folk. He stood at the gate and said, who's on the Lord's side? God is saying this morning, who's on my side? Who's on God's side this morning? Who's with God this morning? And Joshua said, as for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. God is getting ready to come and destroy some sin, y'all. He said, look, who is on my side? God is getting ready to get rid of some sin. And he's going to use who he wants to use. He's going to use common people. He's not going to use so-called educated folk all the time that use these great big old words where I'm not educated like y'all. I got to grab that dictionary where they speak all of these words. You don't know what they telling you. This brother was telling me this morning that he went to a great big old church. So I like music, Brother Al. Music was good. Him and his brother went. But when they got to speaking and teaching about the word, so, oh, man, this is some watered-down gospel. God ain't going to use no watered-down. He wants you to tell it just like it is. God don't want no watered-down gospel. He said it was so watered-down, it was just pathetic. It didn't help me none. You can't get no help with no watered-down gospel. You got to have the truth, and the truth going to make you free. You got to be on God's side before you even tell him the truth. You got to get on his side and stay on his side, no matter how hot it get. No matter hell or high water, bring it on. But I'm on God's side. God is going to keep you. You got to tell the people what's going on. And so God raised up Jehu. He's going to raise up common people, people that you don't even suspect. You got so many people looking at certain individuals. God going to raise him up. God going to use that one there. We don't know what God going to do. God might use them, but he said, well, not yet. He's walking upright, but I want to use this one here. He's no good. He's no good to the world. And Jehu was something else. After he did the will of God, the Bible said he remained in his sin. What make him so different? He remained in his father's sin. He didn't do right. He didn't live right before the Lord. That's the end of his story. God told him, say, well, you know, since you did everything that I told you to do, I'm going to bless your sons. But he went on back to sinning. What makes that person different? He was just anointed. Huh? He was just anointed. What makes you so different? You just anointed. Doing the will of God. Oh, yeah. You know, Captain America. I'm doing God's will. But you got to know that there's something inside of you. God pours his spirit on who he wants to pour it in. God uses who he wants. Once the spirit of God is poured into your life, man, you become a whole different individual. You got to fight for that anointing to stay too. You got to keep yourself humble. Not that he's going to use you, just use you and not use him. You know, you get a big head. But you still got to stay in that place where you're going to be anointed. And all it was that the anointing that came up on Jehu. Remember the kid, the prophet that came in and anointed him? God anointed you too. You might not have had a whole box of oil poured on your head. You may not have nobody speak into your life. But if you saved, sanctified, living for Jesus, you're anointed. You got the spirit of God in you. That same spirit is inside of you. But God gonna use it. But here the difference is, these men understood something about the anointing of God. When Jesus saw the man sitting there at the pool waiting for somebody to put him in the pool, Jesus came and put him in the pool. Jesus said, and they got on Jesus and said, what you doing telling this man he can take up his bed and walk? Jesus said, I've seen my father work hitherto. You know? They recognize who it was. We don't recognize who doing the work. It's the Spirit of God that's working through you. they recognize. And all Jehu means, he is God. They call the Jews say he is God because that's what Jehu mean. Jesus mean he is your deliverer. We got to recognize that when God uses us, that it's all God. That's all I came here to tell you this morning. It's all God. I don't care what you do, what God used you to do, what he used you to say, it's all God. It's him by himself. It wasn't Samson that did it. It was all God. It wasn't Moses in the stick that did it. It was the anointing poured in his life. It was all God. David didn't kill those lions and those bears by himself. He recognized it was all God. When God used you to touch and heal, when God used you to speak, when God used you to do anything, you better say, it's all God. It's the mighty God. It's just him and him alone. He wants to get the glory. He wants to get it all. It all belongs to God. We better recognize who he is. They recognize God's work. We got to recognize the work of God. They understood that when God poured himself back then into people, that it's God. It's God. Pastor was teaching the other day, names mean something. And God calls these people to name their children that for a specific reason. He knew a long time ago that he was going to use Jehu. God knows now who he's going to use. He's going to use you in your season. Your season may not have come yet, but your season going to come. God going to use you. But you're going to say, it's all God. Come on, you're going to say it's all God. You're going to say I did it. You ain't going to say it was me. You know, when I prayed, you know, God heard me. Yeah, he did. But who did the work?
There you go.
You got to apply yourself. Look, when mom and dad, I had to tell my sons, man, go wash yourself. You know, you've been outside sweating. Don't come here laying in the beds and the sheets. You're all sweaty. Go and wash yourself. Who do the cleaning? Who does the cleaning? The soap and the water. You just got to apply it. You got to get the water. It's there. You got the water and the soap. You got to get the rag, man. You can't go in there and turn on the water. Here go the soap. I had one that did that. Just come over and turn, and they say, Daddy, go in there. He just standing there. He ain't even getting in there. He ain't even getting out. Creep in there, open the door. I said, man, get your behind in there, man, and get yourself clean. What's wrong with you? Didn't want to clean theyself. Wherefore shall a young man cleanse his ways, the Bible said? By taking according heed to the word of God. All I'm saying is you just got to apply the word. Is there? You just got to apply it in your life. It's going to work. It's going to clean you up. It's going to bring things to fruition. You just got to apply. Nobody ain't going to put the soap and water on. You just got to put it on yourself. Put the word. That's why David said, I encourage myself. When you can't find nobody to encourage and touch and greet, just start speaking over your own life. God going to honor that word too. Just pat yourself on the back. Tell yourself, I'm going to get this job. It belongs to me. That's what I said when I was hunting for a job. Wife don't work, all these kids to take care of, house, no bills, and this, that, and the other. I could have came to church, Pastor, could you, you know, me and Tawana, you know our situation, you know. I quit my job, one job. I said, Lord, I quit because I felt the Lord was calling me to quit, to do something different. And he was just calling me closer to him. And so when I quit that job, I found another job. It wasn't the right season. That's when the stock market crashed. Everybody was losing their houses. So they stopped building houses. So McBride and Sons said, here you go, y'all pink slip. Wait a minute, man, I just got started. What you mean? You know, I was depending on this, man. You know, come on, McBride. You know, have some pity. I can't help you. Lock the door. You know? He locked the door. Then I got a phone call because I've been calling the water company since I've been married. Tried to get on. Kept calling. Kept going. Al, you need to go up there. Man, I am going up there. I go up there every week. Kept calling. And all of a sudden, my phone ring when I get that pink slip. Hi, this is American Water. I said, I know this is my job. She said, excuse me. I said, I know this my job. And I bet she was like, well, okay. And I just started believing God that this was my job. Because somebody had a dream that my wife bought some work boots. You know, at the time, I'm like, okay, yeah, I can use a pair of work boots, but where I'm going to work? You know, I need a job to go and work in the boots. You know, then some other stuff that was said, but I just claimed it. And then the woman said, this is a seasonal job. It's from June to August. Then you're going to be needing another job. I said, ma'am, I can't take this now. I got a family. I got a wife. We got bills. And I just begin to tell her all my problems. She ain't said nothing but, okay, click. Man, get another phone call. Said, man, yeah, the water come call him, said, we'll see them. Man, call them back, man. That can turn into a permanent position. Call back. She said, by right, I was supposed to go to the next person. But I held on to yours for some reason. That was God. It was all God. I held yours for some reason. I know the reason. It was God. Got in there and work. At the end of that October, I started sweating bullets before October. But at the end, I said, you know what, Lord? This is my job. I'm standing on. I'm getting. I don't know how it's going to be. This is my job. I didn't know nothing about unions and none of that. This is my job. And my lead man was saying, man, if they don't hire you, I'm going up there and I'm going. You know. And so the very last day was a Friday. I got a phone call. Say, Al, this is so-and-so, so-and-so. We want to offer you a full-time position. Would you accept? I say, yes. Yes, I do. And with no break of service, you come back Monday. Everybody else had a break of service. So all my seniority counted from June the 14th. I leaped over, I don't know how many people. But it was all God. It was God that did it. And then I got in there for about a year and a half. Then I got a promotion. Well, you can't get that position. You ain't been here long enough. Don't bring him a bid. I said, bring me a bid sheet. And I thought I was going to be sitting in the office because it said some kind of customer service. That's what it's called. I said, man, I don't want to go sit in no office and no desk and nothing like that. And then here come my high school buddy. Say, hey, I heard you coming over. I had not even filled out the bid sheet already. I said, I was going to come. I said, where is you at? He said, in customer service. I said, so what do you do? And he started explaining me what to do. I said, really? He said, yeah, but I heard you coming over. I said, I ain't filled out the bid sheet yet. But since you know something that I didn't know, I would just believe it. I'm going to fill it out anyway. I said, y'all take this thing on in. Here I got that job. And it was like, you coming back? I said, well, if I come back, not come back. But right now, I'll see y'all later. And after that, all of them tried their best to get in. But it wasn't no more room for them. Real birth. God had made room for you. He make room for you, but it was nobody but God. Can't nobody do you like he can. You know, God used who he want to use. He used Jehu, and Jehu wasn't, as we say, fit to use. But somebody might say, well, I don't know why he using Gwen, or I don't know why he using Jackie. Well, you know, I don't know why they're using him. It's him. You know, ask him to use you. You know, when the last time did he use you? If he ain't use you no time soon, I think you need to come on up to the altar. The song we said, I'm leaving it. It's on the altar, Lord. Come on and bless my soul. Because your soul need to be blessed if he ain't using you. Check yourself. And that don't mean that we all right when God uses. We still got to check ourselves, Pastor. God uses vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. So know today that it's all God. It's only God that's been keeping us. You know, it's only God that's been watching over us. It's only God that's been protecting your family. It's only God. God and God by himself. God got a blessing for you with your name on it. God gonna pour his anointing just like he said in the last days. I'm going to pour out my spirit up on all flesh. Young men going to have visions. So get ready to start seeing something, brother. Brian, get ready to start seeing something. Jace, me, I'm young. Brother Hearns. Get ready to start seeing. Old men going to see dreams. I ain't going to touch that. Our sons and daughters going to prophesy. Get ready for it. Because God is going to pour out his spirit in the last day. If this ain't the last days, I don't know what to call this. All of this stuff that's going on. Over there in them other countries, I started, and my sons are on it more than we are. Sending me pictures how all of these, they busting in people's houses over there in Afghanistan. You know, I mean, guns, they taking everything from them. They exercising the Sharia law. They killing folk. If this ain't the last days, I don't know what to call it. And so people are looking for things to get better in the world. It's going to get better for you. Go ahead and do what you need to do. God going to bless you. He told us to occupy until he come. But in the last days, it's going to be perilous times, Paul said. And we have not touched the perilous times yet. We are so blessed over here. They still giving out food. And it's God. God touching the people's heart. Some say it's expired, but it's something. Some people ain't got nothing. It's something blessed. He says, sanctified with the word of prayer. You know, all the food that your expiration date is 2 years, it's probably already expired. They got to change this stuff because I worked in a factory one time where we was changing expiration dates. Yes. Right over here in Earth City, we was changing them. You know? Oh, that's expired. Nope, running through again. Hey, get up there. Do something with that and that thing, just shoot that ink out on there, a whole different date. So don't think that your food good too. You better bless it and sanctify it with the word of prayer. It's only good when God get through with it. It's only good when he touches it. Know that it's God and God by himself. I'm finished tonight. It was just God that did what he did in this place today. It was just God. It was God how he kept Brother Leonard. It was God how he, allow pastor to be in the place where he said, I got to get the hold of somebody at that church. Have you ever been in a place like that? Here it is, this a, you know, he's not a young Christian. You know, most of us, well, I'll be all right. I'm just going to go along with it. The Bible tells us, we got instructions. Is any sick among for you? Call for the elders of the church. He reaching for anybody at the church. You know, if I can just touch the hem of her, if I can just touch pastor's garment, he just want to get close to anybody. And God honors that, your faith. You got to have faith in God and know that God is who he say he is. I can't keep reiterating faith, 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 faith. Faith, faith, faith. I ain't saying nobody ain't got it, but we need more of it. We need faith. Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith? Man, I'm afraid he's going to find all kind of stuff but faith. You know, God wants you standing firm on his word because it's his word. He spoke it. All you're doing is adhering to it. You're standing on it. You know, Lord, I did what you said do. You know, I said what you wanted me to say. You know. Do it. That's what Mary said. Whatever he say, do. Man, you just got to do it. And as the brother say, make haste. Hurry up and do it before you change your mind. God bless you this morning. I'm finished. Anybody need prayer? Know that whatever happens through you, concerning you, is God. Devil ain't got no parts of us. You know, so we ain't got to be talking about what the devil did, how he did it. Man, God got a hedge around about you. You know, he ain't lift up no hedge. He can't touch you. God got his angels encamped around about you 24/7. You know, who can get past them? My Lord, if somebody breached that circle, we in trouble. But it's not going to happen. because we serve a mighty God, an almighty God. I'm finished. Anybody need prayer? You can stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Know that it's God and God by himself. Whatever God does for you, whatever happens to you in life, that's good. I was listening to the song that Ronnie liked. One of my favorite. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. You know, who wrote the song, she said. And God, somebody, he write a song for Robin to sing. We don't know what they sing about, but God understand what that Robin's singing about. Sound good to God. Who wrote that God did? Man, God's something else, ain't he? God is an awesome God. And boy, we should be, I don't care, nothing should move me from his love. Nothing gonna move me from his word. I don't care if brother, sister fall short. Stand on God's word because God said it. And if God said it, it's gonna be. Hallelujah. Nobody need prayer, so we're gonna stand and dismiss, please. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I ain't heard back from you. You the pastor. Yes, ma'am. All the children and teachers. Somebody shake Kobe wherever he is on the floor. I don't know where that boy at. Oh, Lord. I just felt led to, yeah, she going to school. Come on up here, Leah. To ask Pastor, do we think we should have prayer for the children and the teachers going back to school? You know? And the food, right. Everybody got something to do with school. That's really, you're putting yourselves in harm's way. You're putting yourselves in harm's way. Because we don't know where them kids go. I snatch them at home. And I snatch on them. Shake them a little bit. That's what I'm going to do. Come on, Pastor. Brother Hearn, help me pray. We're praying for the school teachers. Yeah, Brother Derg, I forgot your position. You were in there too. Everybody is related to the school. We just want to pray because... Pray one time that nobody catch the flu, nobody caught the flu. Should have been praying that about this COVID, nobody catch the COVID. Believe God wouldn't let nobody catch no COVID. I still don't believe you got COVID. You just had a little something. If you had it, they gave it to you. How about that? God's word is his word. You know, let his word be true and every man be a lie. You know, so Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your word, and we know that it's all God. It's all you, Lord. Lord God, we pray today, God, that for these children, God, the mothers, the parents, the teachers, and all, Lord, that work in the school system, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that you will keep them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Surely that there is something out there, God, that's harming people, Lord. But Father God, you promised, oh God, that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, Lord God, you said if we abide under the shadow of the Almighty God, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, Lord God, and we believe your word, God, and no evil, God, shall befall thee, Lord. So, Lord, I pray right now, God, that you anoint these children, Lord. Anoint them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will keep them, Lord God, while they're out there on the front line, Father. We pray, God, by your spirit, by your anointing, God, that you will keep them, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, that they will not contract anything, Lord. Oh, God, and the people will wonder why these are kept. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We commend them in your hands in Jesus' name, God. We ask them to go in peace, Lord. Go in peace. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory, you go in peace. Believe God. Believe the Lord God. Hallelujah. He's good. Hallelujah. While you're standing, if there be nothing else, we're going to dismiss. I just want to say, this fast for me has been truly a blessing. And I'm praying. What I got before God is a lot of things, but my biggest thing is, Lord, break and take and keep the bad habits from me. I don't want to, when this fast is over, go back to where I was. You know, just like on a normal fast, we go back to where we was. I want to stay where I am, you know, because I don't miss the sugar, you know, because I've been doing stuff that I talked about. You know, why y'all putting that powder stuff in there? And I heard you talking about that protein. Man, before you was talking about that, I said, hey, can somebody find me some of that whey protein? Because, man, I'm already small, and these fruits and vegetables and beans, man, I got a big appetite for a small guy. I need something that's going to fill me up. And so I've been banana. Tawana got some organic protein. And, man, I put almonds in them. And it's just been phenomenal for me this fast. I don't want to go back to red meat. I don't. I say, Lord, you know, keep me off something. You know, keep me off something. You know, fish and chicken is good enough for me and all the vegetables. So I just thank the Lord, and I've been feeling good. I've been able to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and pray again. I'm like, Lord is just restoring. He's restoring. I ain't saying it's been easy, but it's been a fight, and I get up. But I do remember what the Lord has spoken to me. And I'll say to you all, too, because we all have it. We have the heart of a lion, strong and courageous. He said, don't let nothing distract you from your and separate you from your creator. And I say, Lord, he said nothing. I don't even want sleep to get in the way. I want to get up and acknowledge him before I start doing anything. And so that's what I've been doing. So I just thank God for it. And I'm looking for great things after this 21 days. I believe God is going to do something for us. And I believe, you're right, Pastor, this fast probably save some of our lives. And I'm going to save my life, you know. Because I'm going to tell you all that stuff. I don't miss it. I don't have a craving for it. I don't even talk about it, you know. But I do go out and search and see what else I can eat. I do that. Yes, ma'am.
I will say, brother, David called me. And he was asking me, I guess he heard how I eat. I fight disease with food. And how I do that, because when I was about 70-something, I contracted diabetes 2. And I read that God made man from the earth, and he told me that there are things in the earth that cures man. I do not have diabetes 2 because I stopped eating sugar. That's been years. And when I went, my A1C, when I prick your finger, all healed. And when I went to the doctor, when I had that out, you know, he told me, he said, your body ain't nothing wrong with you. He said, yo, this is right and that's right. Your heart is good. This was about a couple months ago. He said, what in the world is wrong with you, Miss Davis? But I was taking care of my husband. I had that stress from taking care of someone, and my blood pressure shot up. And so the Lord showed me that. He said, and so I'm asking God on this fast, Lord, I know I'm healthy to be my age, and help me. And I've always taught healthy. Now, you know, Brother L, I'm on health. You got to stop eating stuff you ain't supposed to eat. You're supposed to take care of your body. And when we'll say, well, we the temple of the Holy Ghost, but you got to take care of yourself. Just because you say it don't mean you can go out there and get 5 hamburgers and a box of cookies. And come on, you're going to be sick. I learned that. God taught me that, and we eat differently. Like salt, I don't food with salt. I eat the 50%. I just sprinkle it on there, 50%. Sodium, I found that the sodium is, the kind of sodium they put in is not good for your body. And so I just want to thank the Lord. I'm 82 years old. I feel good and can beat you running, most of you. I can outwalk all you. But it's God, Al. It's God. And if you do what God tells you to do, if you save, that don't mean that you have to, you know, eat a bag of cookies and two cakes and all this kind of thing. You know, just because you saved, that's not going to sanctify your food. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying you sanctify your food. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to take care of yourself. And so Brother Dave, listen, Brother David called me. He said, Sister Davis, I heard you. He's been knowing me for years. I want to talk to you about how you do, you know, I thought that was, and I say, Lord, thank you. Because I just want to help somebody. You know, I'm not trying to hurt anybody or trying to be better than nobody else. But I do know that what you eat is you. And I just want to thank the Lord for letting me obey that, because I could be in my grave. You know, I'm old enough to be gone. You know, I've outlived most of my family. I've outlived all my family, my sisters. It was just three of us, and I've outlived them. And it's just God, His grace. It's all His grace and mercy. And because we saved, my sister was saved. My baby sister, you know, my baby sister was saved. But they died, you know, in their 70s. But here I am, I'm near 90. And I'm going to live to get 90-something. I believe. I really believe that. My son told me at 92 or somewhere along in that, I ain't going to be here forever, not on here, this earth. But you got to take care of yourself. There's nothing wrong with you taking care of yourself. Get off your salt. Don't eat all that sugar and stuff. But, you know, we was talking about, because the sugar in everything. Did y'all know they put sugar in everything you eat? Bread. You know, you won't be eating nothing. But just cut down. God will heal you. He will heal you. And so I just really want to thank the Lord. I do, not because I'm so smart. I just, God is smart. And I followed a smart God. Amen. So if you want to get well, get off that sugar, get off all that salt. You know, I have a brother-in-law, he drank sugar coffee. He get a cup of coffee, and he put 8 teaspoons of sugar in it. Just be going, just putting it in there. Just he eat number sugar. And we love sweets. You know, some about man that... You think maybe that apple was really oversweet that Eve ate? Because we love sugar. I think that's the worst thing. What is yours, sugar or salt? Sugar. And red meat ain't good for you. Not food with, I don't food with no, I love steak, but I eat it about once or twice a year. You know what I mean? I'm not so great. I found it works, you know, and I feel good, better. You know what I'm saying? I just found it works. So this fast has really been, I ain't never been on a fast like this, really. But because I found out that we have something that we desire, meat. You know, and I'm not a meat eater per se, but Lord have mercy, I just want a little piece of meat. Just give me a little piece of meat. I'm going to make it this week. I didn't know I liked meat like that, Al, because I only eat steak like once or twice. But look like, since I can't eat it, is that it? I want it. Yeah. And so one of my precious daughters, she said, Mama, they got stuff that's made like meat. You know what I'm saying? And I said, Lord, they're still eating meat. I wanted to, though. You still in your head, in your mind. I went downstairs and I put that stuff in the freezer. I put it in the freezer. But as soon as it's fast, I'm going to ask God to help me. I want some meat. I said, Lord, I just want to eat. I'm so hungry. I don't know about y'all. I've been, and I ain't lost a pound. Let me see y'all done lost a pound. I ain't lost a pound. I'm eating so many carbs, trying to, you know, peanut butter and stuff, trying to keep from eating meat, you know. God bless y'all. But I'm going to tell you, God is looking for us to take care of our bodies. That's scripture. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I know I was under some pastors that's, you know, they never taught us anything. Nobody got in the pulpit and told us to take care of our bodies. Did you have a brother like that? And they be, and then they die. And they don't finish what they're supposed to finish. So may God bless you. This was, I'm grateful to the Lord. I'm glad. And oh, I forgot to tell you this. When we went off with the chicken, I wonder why all meat. Cause you know, we never had a fast where we went off all meat. We fast is 21 days, at least twice a year, this church do. I don't know why it came in my head to take all meat. There comes, it was 60,000 or so many pounds of chicken that was contaminated. I say, that is the, God just love us. He ain't trying to kill us. He really, truly love us. And so I was really thanking the Lord for that. And listen to this. I know that happened because we goes up to Walmart, me and Bridget, chicken 91 cents a pound. Come on. You know, trying to get, Bridget, I said, don't even buy that and put it up. Just let it alone. Don't buy it and put it up because we know better, you know. So I thank the Lord for y'all. Thank God. I just thank the, William, I'm glad to see you again. God really got a call on your life, son. Don't. Are you preaching?
No.
Yeah, but you're supposed to. Huh? God got a call on your life. You know, do what he tell you to do. You'll feel much better, and he'll take you further. You know, but as long as you pull against it, then you're going to be in trouble. And am I all right? Okay. God bless you. Thank you, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Look, if you want to be wise, you got to hang around wise folk. And 82 years old, I do it because I want to live. I do it because I want to be strong enough, healthy enough to do what God wants me to do. And I've lost some weight. Maybe a couple pounds. my sons them got this thing where the chick, your BMI, all of that stuff. So I said, Dad, you come down and get on this thing. And so they checked it. Like, man. I said, what are you seeing? He's like, oh, this good? He said, man, all your stuff is good. But wait a minute. I'm like, what? He said, how much you weigh? I said, 185. They say you should be weighing 10 pounds less. I said, no, I ain't. I don't want to be no 175. I'm asking God for 5 more pounds. That's what I want. He said, well, you probably just got to get a little bit more muscle on you. You get that 5 pounds. I'm like, but I thank the Lord because I'm doing it to prevent. I don't want to get in a place or in a state where I am. And then have to say, oh, Lord, I should have. Oh, will you heal me? You know, I want to stay well. And that's why I'm trying to do this thing as a preventive measure, you know, to keep my body well. And I know you all too, but it's been good for me. I love it. I didn't want to make some tacos with that. So what is that? And she told me the name like, oh, no. I taste it. It tastes good. I said, but I don't want to psych myself out thinking I'm eating meat. You know, I just want to, Lord, you say vegetables, I'm going to do vegetables and fruit. And we've been finding some good vegetables and some good fruit. Yeah. So. Yeah. It ain't been hard for me because I'm tell you what's hard, not eating. When you say 3 days not eating, I'm like, oh, Lord, nothing. But when I can have something, I'm like, this is just going to have to work. You know, I said, what you want? She said, you want some red beans and rice? I said, yeah, that's good enough for me. And I got some macaroni at home and a biscuit. Hey, that's good. Hey, boy, I'm so glad. But God is good, ain't he? Ain't he good? Give God another round of applause. He is so good, and he deserves all the praise. So without him, we could be nothing. So we're going to dismiss if there's nothing else. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for this fast. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for looking out for our best interest, Lord. You know, God, what's best for us, Lord. You treat us better than we treat ourselves, Lord. So we thank and praise you, Father, for being a good, good Father. We thank you for your word also, Lord. And we know, God, that whatever you do, Lord, in us, Lord, we know it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We know that it's all God and God by yourself. And Father God, we pray, God, when we leave this place, Lord, that you just be with us, Lord. Be with us on the roads, oh God. Travel with us, Lord. Give your angels charge over us, Father. Watch over us, Lord, until we get to our destinations. In Jesus' name, Father, we do pray. And the church will say it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He's good.